You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Or number two. Barton Hahn, live from ESPN Studios in New York City, Pier 17. And by the way, beautiful day out today.
Oh, so beautiful, man. I wish I could find a place that just had weather like this every single day.
Well, it's like San Diego. San Diego has weather like this pretty much every single day. Maybe a touch warmer in the summer, but this time of year, it's probably in your high 60s. And just clear, cool breeze.
Why is San Diego not a better place to live? Like, why isn't it L.A.? Why isn't that the place? Because it's better weather.
The weather's
coastal,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah. It's probably because the Navy said, we want to be here, and so they just took it over.
I mean,
as simple as that.
Well, they need to share, man. I mean, that place reminds me so much of Hawaii, man. I went over to Hawaii, and it wasn't even mosquitoes. And I was like, how the hell Hawaii don't have mosquitoes? And then I realized, well, it took me 5 hours to fly here. Could you imagine how long it would take a mosquito? Mosquito probably be flying. I'm going to paradise. You know what? My wings are tied. Oh, I don't see nothing in sight.
I need to stop. Where's a whale? I need to land on a whale.
I need to feed. Like, oh, crap. This ain't B2 positive, O negative. Ah, got to fly back. I tell you what, man. San Diego.
Whale skin is too thick. That hurt.
Like, it is no. You have been to Hawaii? It is no mosquitoes over there.
And then he comes back and he tells his friends, like, don't even bother.
Yeah. Like, listen, don't try and be the Christopher Columbus of mosquitoes. Like, bro, that Christopher Columbus is crazy. You don't know what the hell is over there. Take a wrong turn in out there in the middle of nowhere trying to land on whales that's coming up for air.
Damian Woody, D Wood from the Goodyear Hotline.
D Wood been Hawaii.
How beautiful is it outside in New York City today? You were here today.
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. My J's got the sunshine on them. Shoot, it's man, I could do this all year round.
See? Yeah, man, you had the big man tuxedo on, you know what I'm saying? You had the men in black on with the double-breasted, you know what I'm saying? See, he could've, it ain't just the fact that he wore J's, it's the fact that we all know that patent leather is a formal material. That's for formal events.
Yes.
He had the patent leather J's,
went,
black and white.
Yeah,
crispy, as D. Wood would say it.
You know, he looked real. Like, you would Natalie dress today. And I feel like you went Men in Black for a reason. I saw the sunglasses as well because I wanted you to pull out the pen and just erase my memory of anything Jets right now. Like, I was really hoping you'd do that.
You know what, Alan? If I had the pen, I would do it, man. Because it's been hard, man. It's been hard looking at that stuff for the past month plus.
Now, we talked about it this morning on the morning show, but I want you, for our listeners, to give us your perspective, your thoughts on the decision to go to Joe Flacco instead of Mike White against the apparently 85 Bears on Sunday, and the reasoning behind it.
Well, I mean, listen, I told you earlier this morning, at the end of the day, none of it matters. This season's all about Zach Wilson, you know? So, like, if Mike White plays, Joe Flacco plays, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things if Zach Wilson not getting out there and taking meaningful snaps. Now, he's injured, so we got to be dealt with it. I think the biggest thing for me was Coach Sala. I just can't understand. It seemed like he backtracked on what he had said because he was praising Mike White. Then Mike White came back down to earth against the Buffalo Bills. And he was talking about how fans or people out there wanted to, you know, basically excommunicate him out of New York, New Jersey, which I don't think people were saying that. He had a bad game against the number one defense in the league. But he expressed confidence in Mike White. And then next thing you know, turns around, oh, yeah, by the way, Joe Flacco's starting this week. What? Like, that's the part that, you know, that just from his perspective and the way he was explaining things, didn't make sense to me.
Well, I don't think he articulated it the correct way, but I knew what he was getting at. Really, we've all been there, right? We wanted to play like in special. We wanted to play like, and like you went in and you like, I want to play. Like, no, I've seen what I need to see from you. Like, it's good. Now I need Joe Flacco in there because we're going against a different type of defense. And I would say that Mike White was exposed just a little bit to this extent. He went against two defenses that were really, really similar. He went against teams that had a four-man rush and that dropped deep in zones where it was going to be opportunities for you just to be a professional quarterback and throw the ball, check down, things like that. What happened with the Bills? They took those check downs away. They were multiple. They rotated pre- and post-snap. They moved up and down. They didn't give him a clear picture, and it confused him. Well, if you look at what Miami did to Lamar Jackson the week before, it was they blitzed one safety blitzed 24 times, right? And they just blitz. And to do that, you have to really be able to decipher what coverage you're getting, who's to tell. If this guy's moving around, is the safety really coming down with him because he's backed up? Because if he's really blitzing, he's backed up. Flacco has done all of that. I mean, hell, practice was hell for Joe Flacco for his Baltimore Ravens stint because that's all they did underneath all the coordinators that were super aggressive. So, like, he's more qualified to be able to allow you to evaluate the other players that you have. Mike White, you'll just get a confused person that's throwing interceptions and not being able to really evaluate the rest of your young talent. That's what this is about. It's about evaluating your young talent, and Mike White, you're our backup. We're comfortable with you, but you still have a lot of growing to do, too. But going forward, we'll move with you and Zach Wilson.
Yeah, listen, Bart, I don't disagree with Joe Flacco going out there starting this week. I don't. The only thing that I said was it just sounded like, you know, Robert Saleh didn't, you know, like you said, didn't articulate it very clearly why, you know, Why was he making the move from Mike White? But in the bigger picture, I agree that, you know, with Zach Wilson out, you still have an obligation to put the best guy out there and to continue to evaluate all the other young guys. And if Joe Flacco is the better quarterback, then you owe it to your team to put the best guy out there that's going to give you a chance to win the football game.
Yeah, bottom line is I think if Zach Wilson was healthy, this wouldn't even be a topic of discussion because if he wasn't playing while healthy, then I'm really losing my mind. But let's move on because, D-Wood, you did have a Jets background, but you do have rings with the Patriots. And thanks, I said something earlier in the show that made Bart give me the gas face. And it is – and I really love to get your reaction to this. I kind of feel like – the best Super Bowl matchup that we could have this year that give us so much to talk about, and it would be pretty fun and it'd be a lot of drama, would be Patriots-Bucks for all the right reasons, right? And, of course, he's looking at me like, you're a Jets fan. Why would you ever want that? And I gave myself the gas face for wanting that. But I'm also being selfish about being a sports talk radio host thinking, man, that'd be 2 weeks of manna from heaven. But we know the Bucks can get there. The Patriots win tonight, they go to 7-4. Could they get there?
They could get there. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to hear that, but they could get there. Because the Patriots are doing a lot of the things needed to get there well. They're second in scoring defense. They're really good in red zone defense. They're good in third down defense. They're good in taking away the football on defense. Guess what? The offensive line is now finally healthy. They have one of the best rushing attacks in the National Football League. They have a three-headed monster at the running back position that's coming down here and bludgeoning people. They got a rookie quarterback that they're not asking him to do too much. Manage the football game. Play good situationally. Tell me that's not a recipe to go far. In an AFC, by the way, in the AFC with no clear with no clear team, no dominant team, this team gets hot, gets on a roll, you can't tell me that they couldn't do it.
I mean, that's a fair point. I believe that, you know, of course they have everything that you need to get there. Like you said, you can make that argument about a lot of teams. I think where the Patriots have the opportunity to prove it to us. Because after the Atlanta game, and they can't, you know, they really haven't had a stinker. You'll see most teams, like, you know, you saw the Ravens the other day. They really haven't had a bad game, a bad performance when they didn't show up. Now, I know they lost to Miami early, they lost to the Saints early, but that Saints defense was a little bit too far advanced for where Mac Jones was. If Mac Jones plays that defense again, I think he plays a lot better. But I guess I wonder, like, what they are, and we're going to figure that out when they play the Buffalo Bills in the next, you know, 6 weeks twice, and they play the Tennessee Titans and they play the Colts.
Bart, that's the thing, Bart. That's the thing that we're all waiting, because they played Buffalo basically like back-to-back.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to that with the whole AFC, not only the AFC East, but kind of a measuring stick for how New England sizes up with Buffalo. Because I did say on Get Up, right now, to me, Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. Well, guess what? We're going to find out in short order where New England stacks up against Buffalo.
Damian Woody joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. You were there to see the very beginnings of Tom Brady. We had Charlie Weiss on this morning, and you know the comparisons with Mac Jones, of course, started from the very beginning with Brady in the early years. Not Brady now, obviously, but Brady at the beginnings and how Bill learned was able to win with him as a backup quarterback, becoming the starter, a six-round pick, turning into a guy that they used to help win to win a Super Bowl, based not on his arm, but on how he managed the game while everybody else did their jobs. You were there, front and center. He says, Weiss said, that Mac Jones is ahead of the curve where Brady was at the same time when his first year as a starter, Mac Jones this year. He said he's ahead of the ahead of Brady. Did you see the, do you see the same thing? You were right there. You saw it.
I think he is a little ahead of Brady. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to have the success that Brady has had throughout his career, but I do think at the early stage right now, I think I would have to say Mac Jones is ahead of Tom Brady. But, you know, just looking at this Patriots team right now, it is eerily similar to the beginning, you know, the beginning of the dynasty. We were led by a defense. Our defense was, you know, had a lot of ballers on it. Okay, you're talking about, you know, Lloyd Malloy, Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, you know, Mike Vrabel. You know, we had a bunch of dudes out there, man, and we were able to run the football. And Brady was just managed the game, didn't do anything to, you know, to jeopardize us and all those type of things. Well, guess what? They're doing the same thing now. Okay, the defense is playing outstanding. They're running the football with the three-headed monsters at the running back position, and Mac Jones is playing situationally smart football and making timely throws. That's their recipe right now.
Okay, I guess the AFC picture is too distorted, but we're gonna get a great matchup this week, and I'm curious to see what do you think it tells us about these teams when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs that we think are back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we talked about this a little bit on Get Up, but who do you think this game is more important to, the Chiefs and Dak Prescott, or Kansas City, or Dallas and Dak Prescott?
I want to go with the Chiefs. I think that, you know, the Chiefs are hearing whispers that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Now you got the Dallas Cowboys coming into town. If the Chiefs want to go anywhere, their defense is going to have to step up. Now you're going up against a Dallas Cowboys offense that can beat you multiple ways. Okay, you want to stop the run? Fine. I got probably the best, you know, best set of skill position players in the league. I can tell you apart that way. Oh, okay. Y'all will give me a light box? Fine. I got a two-headed running game with one of the best offensive lines that we can bludgeon you to death. So, you know, if the Chiefs really want to know if they're back, I want to see how the defense performs against the Dallas Cowboys and to see if they can beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you wonder, like for the Cowboys, this could be about the first round bye that is going to be so critical. There's only one now available to you, right? Like you want to win.
Yeah, that's,
like, this game means more to them in that vein, not making the playoffs. But for the Chiefs, looking at that division and how it's gotten all of a sudden jumbled, you know, winning here is good because it gets you ahead of the pack. But losing doesn't necessarily knock you out of anything. So I would argue for the Cowboys, this game is very important because it keeps you in the running for that first round bye, which is so critical.
Yeah, like when I'm arguing, you know, what I'm saying about the Chiefs is more psychological.
Yep, I agree.
You know, just you know, more psychological moving forward. But I absolutely agree with you as far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned. They're fighting for something bigger. They're fighting for you know, they're battling with Green Bay, you know, in my opinion, for the number one seed, you know, and the number one seed is important. Let's just be real. So that's what the Dallas Cowboys are fighting for right now.
Good stuff. Hey, D. Wood, good to see you today. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much. All the best.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Barton Hahn coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Let's take Tessa from New Jersey, Bart. Tessa's here with us. Tess.
Hey, guys. Alan is breaking my heart. You know how much love I have for you, but I can tell you're so burnt out. You're at the brink of zero, and that's why I'm going to give you a pass, even though you did deserve the gas fee, but I'm going to give you that pass because that's how I feel with the Giants. Like, I talk crazy. Like, you know what I mean? I know you probably haven't had sleep in 80 years, so, but, yeah, how dare you say you want the Patriots? Like, that's crazy. All they've been doing all your life as a Jets fan is just throwing hot trash.
They don't deserve nice things.
Like I said, although I'm trying to gas face myself, I think my screen is down. But
I mean, but you did it, Alan. Alan, I don't like to hear you like this. The Knicks need to come on and do something better. I mean, Alan, it's breaking my heart.
I'm here for the story, Tess.
That's how I call you guys every week.
I just know the Jets have no chance of getting there, so I'm just here for the story.
Mitchell Robinson looked like he retained creatine
that, Alan,
water.
But I mean, it's just so crazy hearing you like this, Alan. I can hear it in your voice.
He's
I
broken.
Was just listening the whole time, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Even when last night I watched the game, I knew you were going to be upset today. I knew it. I said, oh my God, Alan's going to be devastated. But this
I'm
is how it is for me as a Giants
right
fan,
now.
And now as a Yankee fan, and as a Lakers fan. This is my life now, so I'm used to it. But it's okay. But yeah, Alan, don't ever say that again in life again. Don't ever say that again in life again. Nobody wants to see them two in there. Nobody wants to see that. That was the narrative when the Patriots kept getting into the Super Bowl. Everybody was like, oh my God, the Patriots again. So why would we want to see them two again? They're cheaters. Nobody wants to see that. We beat them twice, but so what? Nobody wants to see that.
Wouldn't it be something?
But my question I wanted to ask is this, like, I'm getting very afraid now. Like, I was already afraid with the Lakers moves that they made in the offseason. Like, what are you doing right now? I always feel like Russell Westbrook, as great of a dynamic player he is, he's like a crazy little, like, voodoo doll. Like, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he does crazy stuff, like punch you in the face. Like, we just look a disaster. And AD, I always told you guys, I think he's lazy. He's out of shape. He just doesn't have that, like, alpha mentality. He needs to be an omega, and that's not what they brought him here for. And we're looking terrible. Like, we are just looking so bad. It's just like, I felt like LeBron wanted one more ring, but why didn't you make better moves in the offseason? We know he has everything to do with it.
How about the fact, Tess, how about the fact that that trade – that when you got Russell Westbrook, made the Washington Wizards not just better.
The best team.
They're one of the top teams in the East right now.
So happy. They are balling right now. But the thing about it, I want to ask you guys this. Why do you think – I read that interview about DeMar Rosen and about Lillard. Mm-hmm. Why do you think neither one of them two came? And DeMar said he thought he was coming. Like, those are two dynamic players, especially Dame, Tom. Like, why do you guys think that they didn't come? Like, why do you think Dame decided to stay in Portland? Because he did hear – he was talking to them.
Well,
but I was very surprised about DeMar. Like, I don't know why they didn't bring him in.
Yeah, DeMar wanted to come. He wanted to go back home.
And
LeBron decided to go get the Banana Boat crew together and get Carmelo running back with guys that he rocked with. Clearly, DeMar DeRozan is outside that circle of
trust.
Good
to hear from you, Tess. Thank you.
Because you saw what DeMar is doing. He's doing something. He's averaging 21 with the Spurs. He's up to – His average, what, 5 points, right? And we talking to everybody with the new basketball, the scoring is down. Not for Chicago.
It has nothing to do with the ball, by the way. Trust me. I did some research on the whole ball, you know, basketball controversy, and it's the new Wilson, they're blaming Wilson. Yeah.
They're making them play.
It's not about that. The ball is the same leather. It's the same everything.
Gotcha, just different branding.
No.
The name just burned a different.
Well, branding, yes. They put Wilson on it. It's made in the same factory. Some of the teams, you have to break them in. Like, you play like footballs.
Yeah.
You don't use a brand new football, right? It takes time.
Well,
we
brush them all week.
Yeah. Well, that does take time. There's complaints about it being too sticky, and then there's other people who say it's too slick. Which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it just has to do with when you get them at your facility, how much are you using them, and how much are guys saying, I don't like the way this feels, give me the other one.
Yeah.
You know, like, so a lot of times it does take breaking in the basketball and getting used to it. But to say that, you know, it's different ball and different leather and different everything, I'm here to tell you, it's not true. It's not real. It's not like it doesn't absorb water and all that stuff. It's not. Why is a free throw percentage up? if the ball was a – if you couldn't shoot the basketball, right, if there was a problem with the ball, you wouldn't be able to make a free throw.
Because it's slick.
Yeah, but you can. So what's the issue? Maybe it's because teams are allowed to play a little more physical defense.
Yeah.
And you're not getting some of the calls you used to getting. And so now, because there's a little more physicality to the game, that you're seeing that affect the shooting. It's simply that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Also coming up, Superman is trending closer to a return. But will it be enough? And a rant out of Cleveland that you have to hear. You don't even have to be a Browns fan. If you're a fan of a bad football team, you can relate to this. You've got to hear it. All coming up next.
Everybody in New York, tune in.
Yeah, exactly. But first, Bart's going to tell us about ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire the top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key marketing manager Erin Hargy loves ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, it gets my job postings in front of the right people, and I instantly see great candidates that I can invite to apply for my job. See for yourself. All you have to do is go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
You're representing us on national TV with Stephen A. Smith, and you're going on wearing a bacon neck undershirt.
No, it's not bacon
going
neck.
On it underneath a dress shirt.
It shouldn't be shown.
Button it.
They
man.
Said they said Bart, we don't need you on Wednesday.
Well, what did you just put a suit on like that you found in the green room?
No, these are my clothes. I just grabbed. I didn't grab everything because I didn't know I was going to be on until yesterday.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. You were cleaned up today.
Yeah, Smith.
Yeah.
Lost a little weight, man.
My pants were really loose on you.
But they couldn't tell that it was loose. That's the difference.
Well, because you're sitting down. That's okay. But when you
I'm standing up.
Yeah, when you did your can't wait segment.
No, it didn't look big.
It was sagging a little bit, though, huh?
Yeah, what happened, I didn't have to wear a belt because I lost a couple inches. You know what I'm saying?
Time for you to get a belt. Just going to say.
Yeah, yeah. You know, usually my stuff
I want to get a belt.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to figure out my new weight. Told you I was going to die before. Hey, man, I got three players that the Knicks should sign.
Oh, God.
That the Knicks can be good.
What are we doing here?
We're going to sign Jackie Moon. Yeah, we need some toughness and physicality.
Raindrops!
But the Knicks need some shooting. So I'm going to go get Tommy Shepard above the rim.
Better right!
And finally, they need some pizzazz, man. They need somebody that's going to bring it in. So I'm going to go get Sidney Dean. I'm going to leave Billy Hoyle on the bench. But I'm going to get Sidney Dean because they need some ball handling and some defense. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll say in the garden, the wind from the fans can blow the ball 2 inches to the left and 2 inches to the right. You know what I'm saying? So I got Tommy Shepard, Jackie Moon, Sidney Dean. We back, baby. Bing, biggity, ball. Tibbs, go get it done.
Watch the closing.
You know
doors.
The assignment. You know the assignment now, Tibbs. Jackie Moon, Tommy Shepard.
Say ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We will get to the calls, but as we have talked to you about all the headlines, we've had guests on to talk about the headlines. We've had you and your calls as well. Now the headline makers do the talking. In a segment we like to call
Audio Files.
I didn't wait for you to get to it.
No.
The audio file.
I want everybody to tell me, can you hear the gong on the air? Because it's so far away from the microphone. I'm wondering if I'm making an effort for no reason.
It's still vibrating.
Tweet at us. If you can, let me see. Can I? There we go. Ready? I'll do it like this.
Listen, you just gave somebody. You just blew somebody's eardrum.
That sound better?
Wait, somebody just cried. The hell?
I just want to make sure you could hear it because we spent all that money. Well, we didn't, but Greg Olson did. And we thank him for it as always. All right, let's begin this weekend. So the Carolina Panthers look different, but not really different. They just look like the old Carolina Panthers. Hot tub time machine Carolina Panthers because, A, they are very much in a playoff hunt.
Yeah.
B, Cam Newton is back. And what does that mean for Matt Rhule and the Panthers? How much will he play? What impact will he have?
We're wanting to push him, I think, into that role. I think it's, you know, good for our team. But, you know, we're getting PJ ready as well. And I think we all understand Cam is like a force of nature almost, you know, in terms of like the things that he brings. But I don't want that to be all that people realize, like, because I'm only knowing him a short time. What I see is a true professional that wants to win, that puts the time in.
True professional.
How much time could he put in a
wants
week?
To win. Wait. Just.
Didn't he cut him?
What is the depth of that? Bart, it's like,
can he play?
You like really good personality. You care about people. True professional that wants to win is not how you describe that. That's basically everybody.
Yeah. I always listen.
He didn't know what to say there.
I always laugh when people.
I always feel like this was forced on him.
Yeah.
I feel like above him was like, we got to bring Cam back. And he's like, I don't want. No. Bring Cam back.
No, I think he was saying Sam Darnold. He's like, man, I pushed all my chips in. I got rid of my great tight end McDonald to go in and try and get somebody on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
I made a trade for Stephon Gilmore. And right now, this dude got an incomplete tear of his scapula. Well, I'm going to incomplete his ass to the bench. I need to find anybody on deck. Oh, Cam Newton can help. He has familiarity. Joe Brady's probably like, oh, listen, I can work with that skill set.
Yeah.
We just do the Nick Foles, RPO, short slants, everything coming towards him, breaking in. And if all else fails, if there's nothing else you can do, Cam, just find Christian McCaffrey. He'll take care of it.
Yes, that certainly will help. Cam, so that's the story there. Oh, they are home hosting the Washington football team and no longer has Chase Young to worry about. So
how should that run game do? Montez Sweat is out too. So the two top defensive end is Audi 5000.
All right, so we move on to another game for week 11, and that is Packers at Vikings. Green Bay also looking at eyeing up that ability to perhaps push their way up to the very top of the NFC. Aaron Rodgers did return after being out with COVID. Last Sunday, last minute, got into the lineup, but he hasn't practiced this week with some other issues now. I think it was a toe that kept him out of practice. Yeah. And it's like, does he need to practice? Are you going to be available? Aaron Rodgers, A.A. Ron, where are you? Are you available for Sunday's game?
Definitely playing Sunday. Today was a mental day, so there are, I think, a number of us who either were limited or DNPs. So I was thankful to get a day to just do some rehab and see how the week plays out practice-wise, but definitely playing Sunday.
I need a mental day.
You had a week off.
I need a mental day.
Oh, he was mental day because of the controversy. Got it.
Can I get a mental day?
Yeah.
When can I get a mental day?
After you work these five doubles. We're going...
I need a mental day. All right, so that's the story there. I do expect him to play. You do as well, right? Don't see him missing any more time this season. Okay, now for this, and I want everybody to understand, like, you know, this might be specific about one team. This might be for one market, but this applies to almost everyone because everyone out there listening has one of those teams, and you know the team I'm talking about, the one you love so much, but you hate that you love them, that you know it's not worth my time, but I can't let go.
Mm.
And so when things happen with them and you get frustrated, you're like, all right, that's it. Change everything. Trade everybody. Fire the coach, right? You get all fired up and you just get angry. And then there's always that guy that lets you know you're a bad fan. You're a bad fan for getting emotional about something that you need to be smarter. Well, this guy is Tony Rizzo from ESPN Radio in Cleveland. And he wants Browns fans to know. Browns fans that are saying, I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy. I don't know if we can win with Baker Mayfield. I don't know if we should pay him, which they're going to have to do. I think we should move on for Baker Mayfield. and Rizzo has a message for those fans. Now, understand, this might be directed at Browns fans, but everybody out there, you can relate.
You happy? You happy? Are you Baker haters? Are you guys happy? Baker looks bad, and you want to jump down his throat. I'm a Browns fan! I'm a Browns fan! It's like you're rooting against our quarterback. Like you want him to fail. To prove what? What? You were right? Do you realize what happens if this kid isn't the right guy? We're gonna suck again! It took you 20 years to find a guy to win 11 games. Now you don't think he can take you the rest of the way? Are you happy? I hope you're all happy. I hope you're happy. I know you're all ready to run him out of town, and that's fine. I don't know if he's the guy or not. I don't, and I'm starting to have real doubts about it, and it hurts, but I just can't believe the I told you, I told you, I told you. Shut up. No one wants to hear I told you. You're not a Browns fan.
No one wants to hear it.
Well, I told him.
But it doesn't mean it's wrong, and I that's the problem. Now, here's what I'm going to say. Rizzo, who is fantastic, and I love, are you happy? Are you happy? I love that accent. He's... What he's doing, though, is a little bit of the paralysis part of when you root for a bad team and then you come across a good player that makes you a little bit better. Like, can I be honest? You know what this is to me? Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Because he's good and he made you relevant and competitive.
He's better than what you had.
But can you win a championship? You know, like, then you go.
Derek Anderson, Charlie Fry.
Are we on now the.
Brady Quinn.
Right. Are we on the treadmill of mediocrity now because we're afraid of if you moved on, you go right back down into the suck.
Yeah.
And no one wants to be in the suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns went through it for 20 years and just couldn't find a quarterback. And what Rizzo's saying is being mediocre, being on the treadmill is better than sucking. So don't do this because we're going to suck again. And that means you don't trust your front office and your franchise to make the right decision. To say, you know what? We have higher aspirations. Our roster's really good. And we think we could find a better quarterback and replace him instead of paying Baker and getting locked into him long term off of what do you think a quarterback, a starting quarterback like him should make?
Listen.
What's he going to get?
He should get, for them to keep him, 30-29. Like, and that's less than what Kirk Cousins got 5 years ago. That's less than what Russell Wilson got 5 years ago. But it has to be so friendly that I can do whatever I need to. It's got to be so friendly that I can get a good backup in case
if you're Baker, though, can't you stare that down and say, all right, oh, you're not going to pay me? Like
okay, well, I'll
somebody
ask,
else isn't going to pay him,
I'll ask
saying.
Sierra what she'd like to sing at Cedar Point because I tell you what, he's not long for the job too. So listen, I'm going to have options.
Nicely done.
I'll trade everything I need to. I'll trade some of this good offensive line help depth that I have, and I'll trade some of these DBs and some of this good talent I have on defense and first-round draft picks, and I go get Deshaun Watson. So keep talking like you're bad, homeboy, and I'll show you that you is not replaceable. Because guess what? Those dudes don't need two good-ass tight ends. Those dudes don't need four great offensive linemen. How about I give him three and give him a side and tell him you got the other side. I'll protect you on the left side. You on your own on the right side. How about that? How about I say, all right, I'll give you Kareem Hunt. I'll give you my right tackle. I'll give you Austin Hooper. And I'll tell you what, and two first round draft picks. It ain't a quarterback. It ain't a person that will. Listen, Tua, I'll do anything I got.
What? I don't know if you're going that direction.
Well, not Tua. Deshaun Watson. What I'm saying is that's what I'll give up.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. But you understand.
I kind of got locked in there. I got pulled into the vortex.
No, I love it. I love where you were going. I wanted to throw you a life preserver there. But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like what Rizzo's doing there is I think that paralysis that can happen where, hey, this is better than sucking. Right? This is better.
Excuse me. They're fourth in the AFC North, right? That sucks.
Well, they're five. They are.
But still, listen. But if you still finish fourth in your division, even though you're not the worst team in the NFL, you're still the fourth best team in your division. That's sucking.
Tough place to be, man.
That's sucking. If you finish fourth in your division, you suck.
I'll tell you what, Rizzo, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
It's a lot of scar tissue there.
Yes, a lot of scar tissue. All right, that is audio files. We'll get your calls going here. Also, can the Patriots win the AFC East? It might not be as crazy this season as it once seemed. We'll discuss and take your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN+, ESPN Radio. So we have the awards now for baseball. Little by little, they're coming out. So AL MVP on the docket tonight, and this is very interesting. So Shohei Ohtani is, I would say, is he a favorite, right? He's a finalist.
Favorite
for
everything.
Yeah. And why is my page just jumping on me right now as I'm trying to get to the facts of this story? So as we wait to see who wins the AL MVP, there's some money at stake, and not just for Shohei Ohtani.
Mm.
So a U.S. bookmaker is facing more than $1 million loss in a bet that was placed in March. So a bettor in Nevada placed a $30,000 bet on Ohtani to win American League MVP. It was 30-1 odds.
He got that.
William Hill Sportsbook is in on this one.
Oh, he in there.
Him, it's Vladimir Guerrero, and Marcus Semien. All right, so.
Can we bet that the guy's going to win $1 million tonight? Can we bet on his bet, like, to make a little money?
Think about the performance.
There's no way he's not going to get that.
Not only did he hit 45 home runs, I mean, he was a brilliant pitcher. 9-2 record.
Right.
In 23 starts.
Put it in perspective. He hit more runs, home runs this year. He tied Mike Trout for the most that he's ever hit in his career. So everything that you believe about Mike Trout, he did it while pitching at the same time.
Right, right.
How can you even dispute
that? All right, so this guy will get $1 million, right? Essentially, yeah. $1 million. Ohtani is going to – he's going into his final year. His salary is like $5 million next year for everything he does. Then he has arbitration. Now, they want to get him to an extension, which they've got to get him. Like, that's what you know. If you're the Angels, you want to sign him to an extension.
Do it earlier than later.
Well, remember, there's a work stoppage that could be coming up here.
Don't matter.
Like, they're going to shut it all down.
Don't matter.
So he has arbitration, and then 23, he'd become a free agent. You don't want that.
Get him paid now. Get him because it's only going to cost you more.
What could he possibly get?
$500 million. $500
million. $500
million. For 10 years. $50 million a year is what he's worth. How much is Trout making?
How is that?
Trout's making $440 million. I'm better than Trout. And guess what? If my arm goes because I can't pitch anymore, I can hit behind the plate and I'll play first base and I'll still be the best.
If you are the Angels, how does that make sense just from a business perspective? You already have Trout.
How much money do you think he accounts for?
Rendon,
how much money
they
he brings
gave a ton of money
in? But how much money do you think he brings in? He's two players.
Is that stadium ever packed?
But he's two players. So essentially, right. You're giving two players.
How much winning do they do as a franchise?
Okay. How much do you pay a good pitcher?
$300 million.
So how much you pay a good hitter? Okay, so if you take Garrett Cole's contract and you take Machado's contract, that's what? $600 million? You saving $100 million. You basically got two players in one. Boop, that is. And you got a discount.
I mean, he's not Garrett Cole. Like, a 3.18 ERA, yeah, but 9-2.
Okay, but he's better.
Terrific pitcher, but not lights out.
But he hit better than Machado.
Yeah.
So
he almost hit better than Trout.
Right, so that's $400 million.
He's more available than Trout,
right,
too.
Right, so that's $400 million. So if you want to pay him more as a hitter because you say he's a better hitter than he is a pitcher, it's the same.
And man, if you're the Angels, there's a lot at stake here, and yet you haven't won anything yet. Important story, certainly, to watch tonight, see if he gets MVP, because someone's going to make $1 million off Ohtani.
The New England Patriots, if this defense continues to play this way, this quarterback continues to play this way,
above competent quarterback play from Mac Jones,
we can see this team in SoFi.
This is a team that has an opportunity to win a championship.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Hey, tune into a football doubleheader Sunday. Listen to this lineup, Bart. Vikings, Packers, Cardinals, Seahawks. Coverage begins noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. And tonight, you have the Patriots beginning the week, and they can improve to 7-4 against the Falcons. Or 7-4 is their regular season record, but they play the Falcons tonight. And they can start thinking about where they place in not just trying to make the playoffs as a wild card, but how about winning their division? A little pressure on the Bills, who took out their frustration on an embarrassing week the previous before, beating up the Jets. And now it's, okay, stay on point, because this is an important game that they're playing against the Colts, right? Yeah, the Bills.
And this is going to be a tough game.
And then they also play each other, still haven't played each other yet,
yeah,
the Bills and the Patriots. So, it's, I mean, these games are important as you're looking at division standings and also just making the playoffs.
The Colts loom large.
They do. You've been saying that.
The Colts play the Bills, but they also play the Patriots, right? And listen, now that King Henry is hurt, the new king is Jonathan Taylor. You talk about that 10-2, whatever, 100-yard dash, that sprinter speed at 230. This dude is leading the league in rushing, and he has a good mate in Nyheim Hines. Mm-hmm. This is a team that can run the football.
That's an offensive line.
Outside, Pittman's playing well. Eventually, they'll get T.Y. Hilton back. I tell you what, the Colts are a sneaky team. If they can just stay the course, if they get in the tournament with that defense, with that offensive line that can manhandle anybody, I think the only line that is close, I think you go like Dallas, I think you go Indianapolis, and then you go Patriots as far as top lines in the game. And like this Taylor kid is special, man. And I think if they get in, they're going to be a tough out.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. David's in New Jersey. What's up, David?
What's going on? I think you deserve another gas piece.
Another
we do
one?
Not cheer for Bill Belichick for another
quite
Super
cheering.
Bowl.
It's not like
give him the gas face.
I'm not quite cheering.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean it's more or less I root for the story, David. That's all. I'm rooting for the story, and that would be
well. Pick a
be
better story.
There.
We're telling you, pick a better story.
Right,
quit telling us you pick root for a story. We don't want you to want that story. You shouldn't even be able to fathom and be able to imagine that story.
Kyvon from Dallas might have a better story for us.
Hey, Bart. What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. So I do have a better one.
Go ahead.
And this is me being a Rams fan, but I would love to see it if it was Rams and Patriots just because
the rematch.
It's the Rams and the Patriots, and that'd be, what, the third time they've seen each other in the Super Bowl, and hopefully we can try to redeem ourselves from the last time we went.
But still, you want do you know
always
how
about redemption.
You know how obnoxious Patriots fans would be if they had a rookie that took them to the Super Bowl the first year, and Bill Belichick first time picking a quarterback in the first round, he gets it super right. And like, come on, I couldn't even be able to drive past Providence. I wouldn't be able to fly in the airspace. They'd be so obnoxious.
Yeah, that definitely would be one to avoid. There's no doubt about that. I'm really depressed. Let's get more depressed and talk about this. Is the euphoria around the Knicks over already? The problems in New York, we will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.